There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that hides in alleys and transforms into werewolves at night. As always, I am John, and joining me back from her brief hiatus, Lee, how you doing?
I am doing great. You know what? Real life can bite me.
Yeah,
it sucks. Shiny metal ass, as Bender would say. Real life sucks. And so I do apologize for being away. I thank John for keeping it going. I want to say thank you. We've had three anonymous donors to get John in costume for DC Charity. So we're at $150. And remember, folks, we get up to 500, we're going to have him in costume. 500. And if we get up to 1,000...
What? Wait,
I'm
what?
If we get to 1,000, I'm going to join you in a complimentary costume.
I still, folks, I still don't know what the costume is. And I do want to point this out in case anybody's thinking, none of this money goes towards the costume or any such thing.
Oh, no.
All of it goes directly to the charity for Dragon Con this year, which is the Lymphoma Research Society.
The Lymphoma Research Foundation.
Foundation.
Very close. Foundation. And it's great. Cancer Research Foundation. Lymphoma affects... It's affected a lot of our Dragon Con family. And so that's how we pick charity sometimes is, you know, what has a distinct impact with us and what has helped our families or our convention families, as it were. So I want to do this. But remember, we only need $350. We've got 2 weeks. If you're listening to this, $1, $5, everything helps. I mean, yeah, $20 gets you a button. Which, yes, I do have buttons. I have 20 of them right now. And I know the person who is helping me with the buttons will make more if all of a sudden it seems like we're going to need more. He will work with us, his bestesses, to do that. It might not be a button. It might be a sticker that looks like the button, but we will do something. And then also you get, you know, at the $5 level, you're going to have some kind of funky sticker. I have no idea what it's going to say, but we'll get you a sticker. And, but then, I mean, the most fun part of this is John's going to be in costume and I get to pick it.
Yeah.
So
this is all
it's not gonna, John,
by the way, I said this on Facebook and I'll say this here to you. Thanks for finding possibly the worst picture of me at Dragon Con. I appreciate that.
I thought I did a really good job because that was the closest I could get to ever of you being in a costume.
Yeah, that was after 2 hours at Trader Vic's on Thursday night, right?
Night.
Yeah, Thursday night. The first day of con. Thursday.
That's not the first day of con. That is not the first day of con. But if I am correct, this is the picture that was taken for you after I picked you up at the airport in my shiny black Impala. And then we drove off to meet those brothers before we went to Dragon Con. Do you remember that?
I have no idea what we're talking about. I'm lost.
Okay, so... You don't remember that as a dream?
Oh, you know why? You know why dream? I don't understand that? Because I don't watch
the show. Why don't you remember that?
Because I don't watch the show, though now I did pick up on it. I think you're trying to introduce our guest. I'm not positive.
So that was my really crappy way to segue. Yeah, I was. I was trying to segue to our guest, the wonderful Carol, who is the chair. Sorry, you can tell where my head is. Who is the director of Urban Fantasy. Hi, how are you, Carol?
I am fine, thank you. And I did get the reference.
Carol, talk, yeah.
Yeah, I think Lee is on her 3 second delay again. Hi, Lee. Say three when I get to three. One, two, three.
Say supercalifragilistic again.
Say one, two, three, Lee.
Three.
Okay, you're back.
Again.
You're back online. Okay. Anyway, thank Carol. God. Hey, technology is fun. So, urban fantasy, God, Carol. What is urban fantasy?
Urban fantasy can probably be best described as a fantasy that involves the supernatural, typically music or music. Well, that it's, we were talking about supernatural just a minute ago, magic of some sort, mm-hmm. but it takes place in a recognizable world. For example, it's not another made up place. It's a variation of the world that you're used to, the world that you see every day. But with this twist that it has this supernatural undercurrent that is either dealt with in one of two ways, either no one knows about it or very few people know about it, just a select few who do their best to try to keep it that way, or else it is kind of out in the open and everyone knows about it and that causes its own set of issues.
All right, cool. So some of the shows that you have on there.
I think a lot of people also kind of wonder.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lee.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back. Go ahead, Lee.
Okay. One of the things.
I can imagine people are just
going to
have a huge. Okay, never mind.
I'm still. Oh, okay, whatever. So. Stopping now. Stop. Stop giggling. See, he giggles in the background. He's evil. He's evil, people. Let's get him in costume. No, one of the questions I get, Carol, and probably you get too, is why is this show on that track and this show is on your track? As Carol said, it's like a little tiny bit of fantasy, a little tiny bit of magic, okay? Mine is more government and conspiracy. So Grimm, while there's a whole lot of weird stuff going on, he's still a cop, and there is still some conspiracy that we don't understand with the Royals. Supernatural is that they kind of are the chosen brothers. Lost Girl, I think Lost Girl is actually probably a better example. She is Fae. And so I think that's where you kind of look at it, and those are the things to kind of look at. It's not that they're battling good and evil. It's not this is the weird ones and this is – it kind of breaks down on that. And the reason we need that breakdown, folks, our genres have grown. Carol, I mean, you've got more shows now that I had – 5 years ago when there was just extra.
Right. Yes. Well, it's certainly, we are in a golden age of genre television right now. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that that's true, because I don't love everything that's out there, but there's such a variety that people can choose what they want. Right now, the urban fantasy track does cover 9 different shows, one of which got canceled, but we are still going to have a fan panel on it this year, but it won't be back next year. So then I guess I'll have 8. But in any case, yes, it's grown.
Unless another one gets added. You never know. Unless there's a new genre show that comes on in the fall.
Right.
Hey, we never know.
So, well, I guess I meant 8 of the current ones that would still be covered next year. And yep. Even Lost Girl is in its last season. So, we'll see how that goes. But yes, and that is a distinction. And I think that people sometimes, they do wonder, why did they get that? And why, who gets this one? And there has to be a way to be able to, I think they're actually divided up pretty carefully at this point. And it is supposed to be in line with some kind of an underlying theme or plan. And, in any case, I think that they're actually pretty well defined at this point in time as to who gets what. And, of course, we do still get questions. Oh, do you cover this one? No, that's so-and-so. But, I don't typically get asked anymore, why don't you cover a certain thing? It's, if you don't, who does? So at least people are feeling as though they're getting covered somewhere.
Right. Yeah. It's at some point, too, you can't. Having too many things to try and cover becomes, detrimental to your track anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And my track is, media and literature, books.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a balance between the two things, and I love it. I love the fact that I get to deal with both, because for me, I like good storytelling. I like good storytelling about, urban fantasy. And if that's done via a really good book or a great television show and the occasional movie, then that's wonderful. And I'm glad to be able to talk about them and have people come in and get excited about them.
Well, so...
Well, and I think that's a really...
Go ahead, Lee.
You did that on purpose. No, you did that on purpose because I chatted with you and said, I'm coming in, and then you did that. So I'm just letting our listeners know. So, Carol, one of the things, too, we have to – look, I haven't harassed him for like a week. It's my turn. So, Carol, one of the things, too, is that, you know, I think so many people, as you said, we're in a golden age of genre. I have never been more happy, more squeeful, more fangirly. And I think that's one of the things that's really great. So you have a lot. I know you've got Lost Girl guests coming, and then you have writers. So you have Sherilyn Kenyon coming, and you have Jim Butcher, and I knew I was going to forget her name.
Laurel K. Hamilton. And
the other writer.
Yeah. And right now I have, I'm actually going to.
Thank you, Laurel K.
Yeah. Over the course of the con, I will have 41 different authors appearing on mm-hmm. panels, and some of them will appear more often than others, but that's, you know, that's a lot of people. One person that I'm very excited to work with, because this is the first time she's been here since the Urban Fantasy Track has been in existence, which began in 2013, is Carrie Vaughn, who does write the last one just came out in the series, The Werewolf Named Kitty, which is kind of a running joke, but I'm very excited that she will be with us for the first time. And, you know, with there being 41 names, it's hard to list everybody, of course, but that's very exciting to me that she will be there. And also Richard Gregory's coming, which I'm looking forward to. And, you know, any number of other people that we're just really excited. And I'm also very pleased that Amber Benson will be appearing on one of the lit panels this year. So, because a lot of people know her as Tara, but they don't know that she's a writer.
Yay!
And I worked with her when she was here the last time at Dragon Con. So I'm very excited to be able to do so again. And that's very exciting to me that she'll be back.
Cool. So, you have those guests. Do you have any special events that you're doing this year?
Well, we actually do, but I one thing I did want to mention, in addition to the Lost Girl cast, we do have the cast members from Bitten coming also.
Oh, okay.
So we do have two shows. And the really exciting thing about Lost Girl is, sadly, it's its last season, but we're going to have six cast members, including some folks who've never been there before and been to Dragon Con. One of whom plays the lead. And so that was a really big deal. And she was just announced recently, and we're very excited about that. Anna Selk. But also the Bitten cast, the lead character, Lara, who played by Laura Vandervoort, she will also be there. And then three of the other guys from the show, Greg Burke and Michael Xavier and Steve Lund. So it's going to be a good time. We're looking forward to it.
Cool. Sorry, I'm stumbling all over the place because I'm also trying to type to Lee at the same time.
And Lee is back. Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead, Lee. Yeah, whatever. All right. So we're trying to fix this, guys, in the background. It's technical. So Carol, but yeah. You're talking about some of those, and that's really cool. But one of the things, too, that I know, so you were saying, yeah, do you have, like, a big, I know you have groups in the parade, but John was asking, do you have another thing, a big thing scheduled, or is it just the big guest panels? Because those are a big deal anyway. Don't get me wrong on that, because those take a lot of work.
No special events or anything, but we are doing something kind of fun for the charity drive this year. And this is the first time that the Urban Fantasy Track has participated, partly because, well, the track is new. And the first year of the track, you know, the track was formed in March. So I was kind of concerned with other things. But I had this idea that I wanted, I had some people ask me about it, some of my volunteers. And then my idea was, okay, well, how can we make it into some kind of a fun competition? So what we are calling it is the Battle of the Urban Fantasy Track Television Show Fandoms. Ooh. So each of the nine shows that the track features or covers, they will have an opportunity, people will have an opportunity to donate whatever amount they might like into that. We have separate containers for each show, and we're going to see which show raises the most money. And so that's kind of, where we were going with that. So, and if I can, I will list those shows so people will know.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
And that's Bitten. Mm-hmm. Forever. Mm-hmm. It's only one and only showing, but it'll be there this year. iZombie, Lost mm-hmm. Girl, The Librarians, The Originals, Supernatural, Teen Wolf, and The Vampire Diaries. So people who are fans of those Woo-hoo. Shows really like to show their support if they come on over to the track room, and we will have our little donation stuff with us, in some of our big room panels as well. So we're hoping that, people will want to take part, and that was kind of a fun way to do it. We'll see how it goes.
I like these ideas of fun ways, because I think that people want to give, but they want to give in a way that's neat and different. And, you're doing that. I'm doing the karaoke, there's no like limit on the donation for karaoke. We just want a bill, it can even be a dollar bill. We understand. But we want, doing that is fun, and we want to make this fun. And again, they're really good charities, and most of them are very, very, have very small budgets. So every dollar we give does count. So that's cool. I like that. It kind of goes along with, I think Young Adult Lit last year, and I don't know if they're doing it again this year. We'll have to get Bev on, but they did which is your favorite house, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, that's Ravenclaw. And, yeah. And I thought that was awesome. And I think Slytherin came in very close second, which I think says a lot about our congoers, but they still have a charitable heart, so we like that.
Right. No, and I'm very excited to see how this is going to turn out. I'm hoping that it is a success, because if it is, I am probably going to be inclined to do it again. Yes. I don't see a whole lot of point in fixing something that isn't broken. So if it proves popular enough and, people enjoy it and are willing to hand over, hey, we'll take quarters, or dimes and nickels,
yes.
For the cause. Because as you said, this is a particular cause that has had an impact on Dragon Con. So, we'd like to do what we can, for them.
Will those buckets go with you to the big panels, or only in your room?
They will be mostly in the room, but the big room panels, if there's not something else going on in the track room at the same time, then we probably will take them with us just so that we will be there and, can announce it. If there are two things going on at once, say, for example, we may take, when the Bitten cast panel is going on, if there's something going on in the track room, we may take the Bitten one with us,
very smart of you.
The other ones, yes.
Yeah.
So, we're going to do some, we'll have to figure it out exactly, but we do have a few things that are double booked. We know how that goes, right, Lee?
We do know how that goes. And I like the idea of, I'm glad you have a forever bucket, because a friend of mine loved that show and she kept trying to get me to watch it. And I'm like, no. And I didn't watch it. And then she's like, you're the reason it was canceled. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's unlikely, but it was a good show. And I actually decided to go ahead and do the fan panel just because. And tell your friend to come. It's 2:30 on Monday.
Oh.
And
she'll probably be there. She loved that show. Yeah, she did.
And I did. I had so many people that some of my regular panelists, people who've been fan panelists for me since the beginning, that were, very excited about doing that show. I thought, okay, well, it got canceled, but there are things to talk about in any case. So we're gonna do it.
Well, we've mentioned
it is amazing.
Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Well, I was gonna say one thing. It is amazing when you find out how many things people like, either they're cross panels or not. I happen to know someone who is a big fan of the show Lost, and also a big fan of the show Gravity Falls, and we'll be doing a panel on that for the Kaleidoscope panel. So, oh, you know, there are people that do things like that. Cough, John, cough. So, John, your turn now.
I was going to say, we've talked about the track room a couple of times, but hey, where is that track room?
The room itself has not changed, but the first year it was called one thing, and now they've changed. The Westin decided to change the names of some of their rooms last year, and then it was actually in our scheduling database incorrectly, so it went out as an incorrect, but anyway, it's Chastain ED is the name, and it's actually the first door on the right when you go in, the first room on the right when you first go in that main entrance into the Westin. We're across the hall from Whedonverse.
Okay. Yeah. You're, so, and you're coming going, in. You're coming in the road from Peachtree, though, right? Peachtree
Street. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And if you're on Peachtree Street, you go up like 5 steps to get in there. And I think the accessible entrance, though, you kind of got to go a little bit around the block. But there is a really great accessible entrance to into the Westin. So, it's right there.
Right.
So yeah, I mean you're literally probably, you know, 20 steps from the street will get your butt in a seat. That's pretty good.
Yep. Right.
And that rhymes.
It does, yes. I feel as though I should mention for full disclosure here that since I mentioned all the cast members from Bitten that were coming, I should say, and aside from Anna Silk for Lost Girl, we do have three people who'd been before, three cast members, Paul Amos and Chris Holden Reed and Ksenia Solo, all have been either one of the last 2 years. And then in addition to Anna, we have Rachel Skarsten and Zoe Palmer coming, and they have never been. So we're very excited about that. And Lee, you may actually want to try to make it over for one that I'm very excited about, panel on women on Supernatural. And
let's talk about that shit.
Alicia Day is going to be doing that panel, and we may have somebody else if it works out. How do I put it? Travel plans work. You know how that goes. It's early on Friday.
If it logistically works, yeah. If I can get over there, I would. I would say that is a show I have watched the Comic Con video. And I think that was a brilliant question. If you don't know what this is, just put in Supernatural. What was the character's name? Supernatural Comic Con and
Charlie.
Yeah. And put that in, it'll come up pretty quick. And it was a great question, and there was no answer. I mean, it was a terrible answer. And I think one of the things we as fans are doing is holding them a little more accountable for being dumb.
Right,
and
right.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, you know, I said this about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is a show I love, but damn, that show white. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And they what?
I said no spoilers.
No spoilers.
They have done better.
Yeah, no, I'm not even spoiling that. I mean, they've done better diversifying.
Just,
and I've
just look at their posters.
Yeah, their posters have gotten better. You don't even need to know anything. And then you know, and Supernatural has been called out on women a little bit, and some other shows. I mean, you know, other shows are being called out on some things, and we're talking about them, even if. Maybe it's not going to fix it right now, but the next generation of writers, or the writers who are actually the writers and not yet the producers or whatever, are listening. And I think that they're going to hear some of this. And when they do that, go to their next project, we're going to see some different things. And I think that's great. So, yes. So if I can be there, I will be there with my little bells on, and I will seriously add to that discussion, because I think we have seen it across the board in a lot of fandom shows, and we can do better. Let's just put it that way.
Right. So
your turn, John.
Yeah. So you mentioned that getting Lee out of her room to go see a panel. What about you? What would you like to see if you didn't have all the responsibilities that directors have? What would you like to see this year?
I'd really like to go see the Sleepy Hollow panels, at least one of them. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy I would probably enjoy getting to go see one of the Arrow panels. I've never seen the Warehouse 13 stuff. I mean, because I just never had time. And, you know, since I've, my involvement with Dragon Con has always been that I've been working. Even before I was a director, I worked. And I, you know, pretty much when I wasn't working, I was preparing to work. So, you know, it was a matter of, oh, this one year I got to go to the Walk of Fame and got Joe Flanagan from Stargate Atlantis to sign a photo. And that was a big deal because that was.
Thanks a lot.
But that was like 5 years ago.
That's okay. Just put that knife in my back and pour some salt on it because I still have not ever seen Joe Flanagan. I am a huge fan. Never seen him in a panel other than like for 2 seconds with one panel before the panel I was taking over on a Monday at morning. And I saw the top of his spiky little head when I was like running through the Walk of Fame to check on my guest.
Well, let's just say he was very gracious, very nice. So if he ever comes back, you need to make sure you get over there to see him. So.
And he's very adorable. He is very adorable. Other people have told me that too. So. I know. I know. Rodney McKay is coming this year. David Hewlett, I would love to go. I have a Rodney McKay doll I'd want him to sign. I do. I have a Stargate Atlantis action figure. I have Shepard and McKay. Hush up. It's fine. Go, John. Your turn.
Well, actually, I'm sort of out of questions. What other thing? Yes, go ahead, Lee. You have something?
No, I'm just like, so, okay, John's going to go to his last question, but I just want to recap. So you are in the Wild Wild Weston. You are on the main floor, which we consider the from what you can access from Peachtree in Chastain, straight across from Whedonverse. And you're not near Har, because Har, you got to go up a couple of escalators. But so you're right there.
Right.
And do you have a Facebook and a Twitter or any of that kind of stuff? Because I'm really bad at that.
Yes, we do have both a Facebook and a Twitter account. Let's see. I'm going to look those up for you. Because I go autumn, you know, they're bookmarked for me, so I don't have to. The page on Facebook is actually the best place for people to go to get updates and other kinds of information. That's where I post things immediately. I've got somebody else who does most of the Twitter work for me, but I that's where I post things immediately, and that is just facebook.com/DC Urban Fantasy.
All one word?
That page. Yes. Well, DC capitalized and then urban with the U capitalized and fantasy capitalized. But I think if you put in a search for Dragon Con Urban Fantasy, it's going to come right up. And that's the best way really to try to keep up with, you know, what happens during con, before con. Because I actually do use it. I use it all year long. It's not just, you know, not only during the con months, you know, coming up to and during the convention itself. But I do tend to use it all the time and try to keep it active and keep people interested. So there are, you know, plenty of things going on all the time, although probably not quite as many as there are. And on Twitter, we are the DragonCon UF track, and the handle is at Urban Fantasy DC.
Okay, cool.
Gotcha.
I actually did think of one question while you're saying that, which is because you brought it up a little bit. Tell some folks about how did you become involved with DragonCon and what have you been doing with DragonCon, and how did you get pegged at the last minute to be a director? Besides having to be around when someone was looking.
Well,
and the answer, I didn't run fast enough does not work.
We've
tried that one. Yeah, no, we've tried that one.
Well, the track that used to be called Dark Fantasy needed some help back in 2008 to get just to take on some different authors who were coming in. And it was becoming a lot more than what the staff there could handle. So the volunteers, excuse me. So I was.
you aren't the only one that does that.
Yes.
So Damien.
I,
They're just minions. If they're on a track, there are minions. I'm going with that.
Okay, there you go. They might actually like that anyway. I'm sure they probably feel that way. But when, and that was Derek Tatum, who was in charge of that track at that time. And I worked with him for 5 years because people said, oh, we can go there. And I really do believe that it had to do with a couple of different things. I think that it was partially because the urban fantasy and paranormal romance fields grew during that time. More authors were applying to come to Dragon Con, but I think that's true across the board. I think that, you know, prior to that, it was maybe mostly high fantasy people and some science fiction authors, you know, some of the better known ones. But now the field itself has expanded so much that when it started doing that and people started coming, you know, getting accepted and coming, and there had to be something to do with them. What did happen was that, you know, Derek said, okay, well, this is getting to be too much for just this one track to handle. And it also meant that it lacked focus. That, you know, dark fantasy can mean a lot of things, and it's not very specific. So he made the plea to you know, please separate the track, let it be horror, which is more his kind of thing anyway, and urban fantasy. And that's how the track split.
Ah, yes.
So, and since I had been working with Derek for 5 years, that's how my name got thrown into the hat. So
cool.
That's basically what happened.
So in other words, you didn't run fast enough is what you're saying.
Well, that may be true too. I don't know, but I've enjoyed it. It's, you know, it's been great. And we've had attendees that are the same from year to year. And I say that, I mean, we've only been there 2 years, but I mean, it's nice to go and see, you know, the same faces again, or throughout the con. And Lee, you know how this is too, where you get the same people coming back to your stuff over and over again. And when that happens, you know that you're doing something right. And it's a good feeling to know that people needed the track. Let's put it that way. So it was a good idea to do it the way it is. And the same has happened for horror. So,
right.
You know, it's worked out that way.
Yeah, it's cool. All right. So before we let you go, we have a little quiz that we've been giving people at the end of their time here.
Okay.
And there's no right answer or wrong answer. It's a this or that. I'm going to give you two options, and you just pick the option that you like the best.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start off with a hard one. CW or HBO?
CW.
Vampire or werewolf?
Vampire.
New Coke or Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, man. See, I don't really drink a lot of soda, so I would probably go with the New Coke just because that's the one I'm most familiar with.
Windows or OS 10?
Windows.
Magic or mayhem?
I'm not sure exactly what the right answer is, but I'll go with magic since there's so much of it in urban fantasy.
Okay, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Like mayhem too, yeah.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, man.
It's the most unfair question ever for a fan. Keep going.
I know. If I had to pick, it would probably be Star Wars, even though I love the Star Trek franchise. So,
all right. How about omelet or scrambled eggs?
I do not eat eggs.
There we go. Frasier or Cheers?
Frasier.
Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Well, that's probably... Somebody's going to take my geek card away, but I really am not clear enough on which ones are which. I like them all.
All right,
I mean,
all
I don't have, you know, I couldn't tell you exactly which characters fall under which, you know, which property. So,
okay.
And John, that's not fair for her. Most of her fandoms are either Image or Dark Horse.
That's true too. fast zombies or slow zombies?
I prefer the fast ones because usually that indicates that they're looking for more than just your brains.
Okay, cool. Hyatt or Hilton?
Oh.
Notice I didn't give you Westin as an option.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't do that because that would have been an easy one. Probably Hilton.
All right. How about rock or pop?
Rock.
Classical or world music?
Classical. Mixed with rock, meaning symphonic metal, but that's another point. So.
Oh, that's actually really cool. Wow. Okay. MTV or VH1?
MTV, because Teen Wolf is on.
There you go. see how I do this? James Bond or Mr. Bean?
Oh, probably James Bond. They both have their issues, but I've seen a lot more Bond than I have Bean. Let's put it that way.
All right. How about science or fiction?
Oh, fiction.
Shakespeare or The Simpsons?
Always Shakespeare.
Lord of the Rings or Lord of the Flies?
Lord of the Rings.
Drums or guitar?
Well, probably guitar.
Right. Hot or cold?
Oh, that's another tough one. Because we always want to be the other when we feel the probably cold.
Which way does the Westin run? That's your question.
It's the exact opposite. Whichever way the Westin runs, because you're probably freezing. All right. Starsky and Hutch or Magnum P.I.?
Magnum.
And last question, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
All right, cool. All right, Carol, let everybody know where you're at again in the Westin and what your handle is on, well, I guess we'll just start with Twitter. Sure.
Right. We are in Chastain ED in the Westin. When you first come in, the main entrance off of Peachtree, first room on the right. And we hope that a lot of people will come and see us there. And you can find us on Facebook. That's the best place to find us. And that is the just look up Dragon Con Urban Fantasy and we will pop right up. You will see us. And as far as Twitter goes, I'm looking again because, you know, it comes up automatically. So I don't have to always tell people. It's Dragon Con UF Track is the name of the account. And it's at Urban Fantasy DC.
Excellent.
Also, and I should mention now, because when you're talking about special events, these are things that are not they're sponsored by us. We're hosting them and making them possible, but they're not exactly part of programming per se. But these just got added in the last couple of days. But we are doing a couple of fan meet and greets, and they're going to be in the Sheridan, which at this point you know how rooms are getting scarce and. The Lost Girl fan gathering, where it's just people getting together who want to meet and, you know, take pictures of the cosplayers. There are always a number of really good ones. Will be Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And that's in the Piedmont Room of the Sheridan. And on Sunday at 7 p.m., there will be a Teen Wolf fan gathering, meet and greet kind of situation with a very special guest. And people need to stay tuned to the Facebook page and Twitter to find out exactly who it's going to be. But if they were there last year at our fan panel, they should have a pretty good idea. I will leave it at that.
I see how you are.
Yep. Gotta make them go find out. That's right.
All right, Carol, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time out. And everyone go check out Urban Fantasy over in the wild, wild west. And more and more things are headed that direction anyway. With the dealer room being over there, it's really easy access. Drop in on the Urban Fantasy panel, then head over to the dealer room and then make your way back to the evil core.
Well, there you go. Now, and one thing that I actually need to put this on the Facebook page, especially for people who are newer, that if you're going to the parade, but you want to get over to the Westin at some point, for first panels that start at 11:30 or even 1 o'clock, it's probably better to stand on that other side of the parade, you know, not the side closest to the MARTA, but the other side, so that you can get across more easily if you have to, because you can't cross the street. And, you know, but the way that it used to be, it ran right in front of the Westin, so it was a problem. Now, if people stand on the side of the road where they don't have to worry about it, then anyway, so I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, that is a good point. The parade actually goes further down past the Westin this year, right? So
yes, yeah. It's on the side street. It runs along the side street that the Westin, and I can't remember the name of the street right now, but it makes it a little easier if, you know, for people who want to get around. If they need to go back to the Hyatt or the Marriott or the Hilton, they need to stay on the other side. But if they're coming over to the Westin, then they should try to hang out on the, you know, the side of the street closest to the Westin so that they can get across without any problem.
Cool. And like I said in the etiquette episode, if you're going to the parade, let the kids get up front, please. Please let the kids up front.
Please.
This is true, yes.
Come on. I'm glad you like it, and I'm glad you want to take pictures, but damn it, come on. The kids are thinking those stormtroopers are real. Not that they aren't real, because they are real, but that's, yeah.
Exactly.
Kids in the front.
Urban Fantasy endorses that sentiment, so yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Carol. Thank you for joining us, and thank you and your staff. I mean, volunteers.
Minions.
For all the hard work you do, and best of con to you, I suppose.
Well, thank you so much, John Lee, and it's been a pleasure. And I am looking forward to it. It's hard to believe that it's in just a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah, just a little over 2 weeks. In fact, actually,
why my stomach's already got a knot in it. There we go. That's it.
Actually, yeah, right, it's 2 weeks. Yeah, 16 days from now. 16 days. Or 15, yeah, because it really starts
16,
on Thursday.
16. Stop it. Okay, sign off now.
All right. So until next time, this is John for Carol and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.